Okay, let's review Shabbos Daf Kuf Lamid Vav. Tanya, Rav Shimon Gamliel Amar Kol Sheshar Shloshim Yom VaAdam Einu Nefel. If the baby survives 30 days, it's considered a viable child. The Gemara points out that Halo Shaha Sveka Havi. The implication is that the viability of a baby that hasn't yet survived for 30 days remains a suffix. It's in doubt. If that is the case, how can we ever give a bris on Shabbos, since there's a chance that the baby will turn out to be non-viable, and we would have been mechal Shabbos for nothing? So Rav Adi Barave answers that we give him a mila because mimanofshech. If he's a viable baby, there's a mitzvah to do the bris mila. And if he's not a viable baby, he's like a dead piece of meat, which may be cut on Shabbos. You're allowed to cut meat on Shabbos. The same would be true by giving a mila to a safek ben zayin, safek ben ches, a baby who we're not sure if he was born in the 7th or 8th month of pregnancy. However, the machshire mila, the preparatory work for the bris mila, would not be permitted even according to Rabbi Eliezer, who normally permits machshire mila on Shabbos, because the baby may not be viable, which would make the malachas involved in preparing for the mila completely unnecessary and therefore chilul Shabbos. Once we mention the idea that nefel is considered to be dead, the Gemara quotes a brisa, which can be understood in two ways, each of which relate to whether a nefel is considered dead while it is still alive. Tanakama holds that shechting a ben shmona, an animal born in the 8th month of pregnancy, and therefore a nefel, will not make it tohar from the tumah of nevela. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon hold shchitasu mitaraso. The shchita will take the tumas nevela from the animal, and it's now going to be tohar in terms of tumas nevela. So Abaye understands that the Tanakama holds the nefel is already dead, so shchita is completely inconsequential. Well, Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Elazar hold the nefel is considered alive, so the shchita is effective to remove the tumah status. Rava understands that both opinions agree that a nefel is considered dead. The reason Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Lazar hold the shechita takes away the tumah is that it should be just like a treifa, which is also considered as good as dead, yet shechita takes away any potential tumas nevela. The Rabbanim do not think it is similar to treifa, since a treifa is yesh b'mina shechita. At least other animals of the same kind can be shechted, whereas by a nefel, ain b'mina shechita. No animal born in the 8th month can be shechted. Rishon Gamliel holds that an animal must survive 8 days in order to be certain that it isn't a nefel. The Gemara proves from an explicit brisa that the Rabbanim disagree with Rishon Gamliel and think that even a 1-day-old animal can be shechted and eaten. Abaye explains that kishepihekumes, if the child yawned and died suddenly, even the Rabbanan would agree that we assume it may have been a nefel. The entire machlokas is when nafel min agag va'achla ari, it fell from a roof, was eaten by a lion, or for that matter any other unnatural form of death. The Gemara then mentions two stories of Amoraim whose children died within the first 30 days of their lives, and they observed avelus for them since kimli bigave shekalu chadashav. They were absolutely certain that these particular babies had a full gestational period before being born. Itmar. If a woman's only child from her first husband dies within 30 days of its birth, Ravina says in the name of Rava that if her new husband is a Kohen, she does not have to do chalitza because we wouldn't be concerned that the baby is a nefel at the expense of a woman being permitted to stay married to her husband because a chalitza is also to marry a Kohen. Rav Sheshes rejected this idea and commented, Sharisua Yehirua de Tishru Tarba. It should be Hashem's will that you'll permit forbidden fat to be eaten as well, if you're going to permit something so egregious, something so obviously wrong, suggesting that this psak is the equivalent of giving people chalev to eat, of giving people forbidden fat to eat. Rabbi Yehuda permits doing a bris on an androgynous on Shabbos, but Rav Chista points out that this does not mean that Rabbi Yehuda considers an androgynous to be a male. To the contrary, with regard to giving an erech payment and preparing the waters for the paraduma ashes, we know that Rabbi Yehuda does not consider an androgynous to be a male. Only with regard to Bismillah, where the Torah says, Hima lechem kol zachar, does he use the word kol to teach that even an androgynous is included. And that's Chazar of Shabbos, Daf Kof Lamed Vav.